Classic TV show right there. Everybody loves Raymond. You know, we all identify with that, right? I mean, it's one of those scenes, one of those shows that regardless of where you were in life, you could connect with that. Well, today you've caught us in the last week of this series called Climate Change. And if you're a guest with us today, really excited you've chosen to be with us today. And we're wrapping up this series called Climate Change. And today we're going to be taking a look at, how we change climates through volunteering. And so excited that you're here. My name's Kurt Walters. I'm lead pastor here at Cross Point. And when you came in this morning, you should have received a weekly. In fact, when you came through the doors, you should have got something like this. Everybody take this out and grab the pen next to you. We're going to do a couple things with this before we do anything else in our service this morning. Inside the weekly is all kinds of information. If you're newer around here, there's stuff in here about what happens in our kids' environments, what happens with students, ways to get connected around here, some information about our next launch pad. You can take a few minutes and read over that. And then I also want to draw your attention to this big card that's called a connection card. This one's huge this week because we don't want you to miss it, by the way. This isn't the kind you can just like stick in your pocket, but take this out. If you're a partner or regular attender, you know that we want you to take a moment and fill in your name and then any information that has changed for you on the bottom of this card. And then if you're a guest this morning, again, excited you're here with us this morning, and I just ask that you fill out as much information as you're comfortable sharing with us this morning on this card. Now, as you're doing that, let me talk about a few things that are going on around here, around Crosspoint over the next few weeks. Next weekend, we're beginning a new series called Backyard Gospel, and we're going to be taking a look next week at, very practical ways that we share our faith. We talk about Jesus, we're going to talk about what the gospel is. Gospel actually means good news, and good news, when you get good news, you want to tell people, right? I mean, when you hear something good, or you go to the doctor and you were sick, and they're like, oh, you're well now, you're like, that's great, and you begin telling everybody about it, because it's good. And so we're going to begin next week, a four-week journey looking at how we share this gospel in ways that isn't arm-twisting or condescending, as many of us have probably experienced in our past, but in a way that just pairs well with burgers, beer, and brats, as you're hanging in your backyard with neighbors and barbecuing. And so, we hope you'll choose to join us over these next 4 weeks. Now, a really cool thing that's going to be happening during that series is on September 23rd, we have our last installment of our Chill and Grill, our summer party series, and these are going to be happening on the weekend of September 23rd. Now, if you were with us last weekend, we had the dates wrong last weekend. We were like planning these in the middle of the week on a Wednesday. They aren't Wednesday, they're on a weekend, the weekend of September 23rd. And this is going to be a cool one because if you've attended one of these in the past, you remember that we had sites for you to sign up for where you could go to a variety of sites to chill and grow with people from Crosspoint. On this date, on September 23rd, on this one, we're going to be bringing the party to your backyard. All right. So what that means is anybody that wants to host, anybody who wants to say, hey, I'd love to throw a party for my neighbors, we're going to give you 24 burgers, 24 dogs, because they come in packs of eight apparently, and you're going to get buns to go with those and table service so you can throw a party for your neighbors, the people that live around you. And man, it'd be great if we have like 20 or 30 of these going. I mean, it's one of the ways we want to help you just have a party and connect with your neighbors. So if you're interested in doing that, sign up on the back of this card right here. There's a place where you can identify that, and we will be in touch with you with further details. If you signed up last week, if you signed up today, we'll get you details this week on that. And then another thing that's going on around here, we have something called the Bucket Project that we're in the midst of right now. We've been talking about this over the last number of weeks. If you're newer, you want to find out about it, there's an insert in your weekly. You can read up on this initiative and providing school uniforms for one of our partners, IPS School 96. And we encourage you to continue to be generous in this way. And then lastly, in about a month, we're beginning something called an all-church journey. It's titled A Journey Home. And this is something we do one time a year where we just kind of dive deep into a topic for 6 weeks. And during the six-week period of time, we're going to be all tracking on the same material, from the youngest of kids all the way up to what we do here in services with adults. And as a part of that, there's a couple really key things that happen. One thing is that we kind of create a learning lab, if you will. We're going to give you some free resources, some free tools that will help you track throughout the journey through the six-week period of time, ways to kind of track what you're growing in, maybe what you're feeling and experiencing. And then there's also a component that's a small group component where we're going to be challenging literally every single adult that comes to Crosspoint during that time to connect in a small group. Now, in order for that to happen, we need group hosts. In fact, we need 25 groups that would allow us to provide a space for every single adult to have a place to connect if they so choose. And so, you know, we're looking for hosts, and maybe you've thought about hosting before. Maybe you're newer to Crosspoint. You know, we don't care if you're an atheist. We don't care if you're new to your faith, if you've been walking with Jesus for a long time. The materials that we provide will literally be a step-by-step thing that will guide your group in a self-guided way through an experience. I mean, you know, we've kind of said you literally have to be kind of breathing and have a place to meet and maybe have access to a Bible. I mean, we'll have everything else. And the goal is that through the material that we give you, you kind of track and question and discuss through some of the stuff we talk about on weekends. And so if you're interested in doing that, again, maybe you've got some friends that you want to say, hey, I just want to do this in my neighborhood, or some people from Crosspoint that you'd like to invite to be a part of a group with you. Again, mark that on the back of your connection card. We would love to have you host a group. So a number of things happening. So today is a great day. Really excited about what's happening today because, you know, today is the opening of NFL, right? I mean, it doesn't get much. Yeah, the couple Bear fans in the room, I know. Yeah, I know. Actually, beyond that, that's later today. You know, we actually have some really exciting stuff today. I have a great service planned, as PJ said a few moments ago. And we're talking about climate change. And today we're really focusing about the climate that we create here at Crosspoint. And in case you didn't notice, you know, when you walked in this morning, there was probably somebody inside the front door, said hello to you, maybe welcomed you to Crosspoint if you were here, you know, for the 100th time or walking in for the first time. You know, there may have been somebody that handed you some coffee or helped facilitate getting your kids securely checked into one of our kids' environments. You know, all morning long, there have been people all around this place that have been serving and preparing this environment with really one thing in mind. I mean, there's many, many roles that happen every week. Normal, ordinary people that understand that their primary role here is to do this right here, to make good things happen for other people. Because we're really big on that. We believe that it's one of the things that God has invited us into. And in fact, it's so big that you know, we believe that, you know, if you come and connect here for a few times, maybe checking us out, you know, we encourage that. Come for you know, 3-4 weeks in a row. And then somebody says, well, how do I get connected? Usually one of the first things I encourage people to do is find a place to serve. Because you see, when you find a place to serve, to volunteer, you actually begin to create a pathway. And this is a pathway that takes you out of a pathway of just saying, you know, how are my needs going to be met? But it's a pathway that says, hey, I've experienced something here, and I want to turn that around, and I now want to make good things happen for others as well. In fact, we believe this is one of the single most important spiritual growth trajectories that someone can go on, is choose and say, hey, I'm going to give a little bit of my time up so I can be a blessing to others. Because you see, when you begin to serve, when you begin to volunteer, you're somebody who's becoming. You're somebody who's creating a new trend, a new habit, a new pathway, a new way in your life, and you're literally trending out of selfishness where you're kind of in this position where you're saying, hey, how can I get my needs met, and into a trajectory where you're becoming more and more selfless. And let me tell you what, that begins to impact literally every aspect of your life. And so, you know, I know that for many of us here this morning, I mean, you know, whether it's your first time with us or you've been here 100 times on weekends, you know, we're all looking for some kind of new pathway, some kind of new trajectory. And for many of us, you know, we don't always know where we're going. We know where we've been. We know the pathway we've been on. We know how we got to where we are, but we're saying, you know, I need a new trajectory, a new pathway. You know, sometimes it's like we're searching for an answer, but we just aren't finding what we're looking for. And so, you know, we kind of begin to pray.
We actually have a song about this.
It's like Glee right here. It's like Glee. You know, we will do literally anything to help you make a connect here, you know. And for many of us, we're walking this right here. We're walking this. We're creating pathways, and we keep getting to the same place. And there comes a point where, like, you know, I know what I need to do, and I need to create a new trajectory. Some of us have been walking this for a long time. I mean, back in the 80s, we walked that way too long. And, you know, but listen, you know, there's a theme. There's a message right there. And, you know, for decades, for years, for centuries, since the very beginning of time, God has been putting very unique and distinct teams of people together with very unique purposes. In fact, one of the earliest teams, the most influential teams that God ever put together was known as the Nation of Israel. And the Nation of Israel had this leader. His name was Father Abraham. And very early on in humanity, way, 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 way back in the Old Testament, God gives this very first team a mission statement. In fact, here's what it is. He says to this early group of people, he says, I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great. And here's the purpose right here. And you will be a blessing. You will be a blessing. And so, you know, listen, we talk about this all the time around here, and we cannot say it enough, that one of the things that God has instilled for communities, for people who gather in His name to do, is He says, when you're together, when you're about My name and you're about My stuff, you are to be a blessing. And I think people forget this. I think churches forget that their primary role in the world, among other things, is first and foremost to be a blessing. I mean, people should experience this place. They should see the sign outside. They should, you know, experience people in their neighborhoods and say, man, those people are go to Crosspoint. I mean, there's something. Those people know how to bless other people. And I think sometimes we just forget this. This is one of the overarching things that God gives us. You know, one of the things we do every week, in fact, if you're here for the first time today, and when you filled out your connection card here, if you put your email address down, we're going to give you a place to turn this in later this morning. And if you're here for the first time, you give us your email address, one of the things you're going to receive from us this week is a survey. You're going to get a survey by email, and we just want to know how you what you felt, what you experienced when you came to Crosspoint. We really care about that. And we care enough that we're willing to ask every single person that walks in here, how was your experience? You know, what'd you experience? You know, is there any way we can pray for you? And this is really big for us because we care an awful lot about serving our community. Now, you know, these things come in anonymously, and I want to share something that came in about a week and a half ago, something really cool, because this kind of captures the heart of what happens every week around here. Some anonymous person wrote, "We just moved to Fishers, and I received your flyer in the mail. I haven't been to church in years, a lot of years. We're the textbook definition of the unchurched. I am, in quotations, that person. The one who pretends to have it all together, but is always just two steps away from screaming or crying. I've lost peace, I've lost patience, I've lost kindness, they're all gone. I'm drained and I'm broken. My family's been going through a bunch of life lately, everything just kind of happened at once, and I decided I wanted to come back and come and check your church out this past week. This will probably sound dumb, but I stressed over what I was going to wear." Now, that's interesting because, you know, that's actually not a dumb question. I mean, most people when they go to church, they're like, do I dress all the way up? Do I dress all the way down? Hey, we're like a come-as-you-are atmosphere here. They went on to say, they said, "Something told me not to stress over it, come as you are type of thing. So I did. I came as a stressed out parent and spouse in jeans, hoping I could just blend in and not lose my last bit of courage and just be in the presence of Jesus. And that's exactly what I got. Thank you." And you know what's so cool about this? Is that experience happened because there were dozens, I mean, probably 60, 70, 75 people on that particular weekend who had at some point in their past been so moved by God's grace, they said, hey, God's love has so come down on me, and I'm so experiencing something's happening with me here that I want to turn around and I want to share that. It can't stay there. I want to turn that around, and I want to make good things happen for other people because something good has happened for me here. And these people then, on that particular Sunday, made a difference in this person's life because they realized that the natural response when we experience something like this is to want to turn it around and help others experience the same. And so, you know, today, what we're going to be doing is not guilting anybody into anything. I mean, I want to be really clear. You know, Raymond in that clip was guilted. I mean, we don't play that game. We're not into guilting. But, you know, what I do want to do is invite you into this opportunity to be a blessing to people. I want to invite you to be, you know, in a place where your role at certain points is to make good things happen for others. I mean, there's a pathway this creates in our life. And when we do this, everybody wins. And so today, you know, I could go on talking about this for 25 minutes, you know, as I normally do. And you guys are like dozing off and... You know, I mean, you know, we could do that, but we're not going to do that. We're going to go a whole different direction today. And so, you know, we're in a few minutes, we're going to take every adult, every student that's in this room right now on a guided tour of this room. I'm going to let you out early today, but we're not done. This is still technically a part of our service this morning, all right? It's a part of our service. And so, you know, in just a few moments, we're going to have some tour guides that are going to come and enter this room. Before we do that, let me just be clear. You know, there are four types of people in this room, and I want you to know, because all of us, one of these. The first type of people are people who are currently serving. There are people here that are sitting in this room that make things happen every week. You probably serve twice a month in some capacity here at Crosspoint. And I just want to say to you, thank you. Thank you. And I hope as you go on this tour that you will see how you fit into the bigger picture of what happens every weekend here at Crosspoint, and that you can be a blessing to others in your group as you tour around this morning. Second group of people is people who are here, and maybe you've started connecting recently a few times, a dozen times, and you're like, you know, I'd like to get connected. I'd like to serve, but I have no clue where to begin. Well, let me tell you what, this is going to be your shot today, because you're going to have a chance to see firsthand some of the very specific ways that people serve around this place. It's kind of like speed dating, all right? It's like you're going to go from place to place, and you get to see things, and then you'll have a chance to say, you know, man, I could do that. And if you come across anything and you say, I could do that, then we encourage you to just remember what that thing is for later in the morning. The third group of people is people who don't want to serve or for some reason can't serve. And there's probably a variety of reasons on this, but I'm excited you're going to go on this tour, because you're going to be able to see what happens every week around here, so you can have a fantastic experience here at Crosspoint. And there might be something you say, you know, there's actually something here that I could engage in. And then the last group of people here this morning are people who are still checking us out. It might be that you're here for the first time, maybe you're here for the third time, the tenth time, and you're still trying to get a read of whether this is really a place you want to connect with. And let me say, I'm excited you're here. I'm excited that you're going to have the chance to go on this tour today, because this is one of two times a year where you're going to have a backstage look at what happens here at Crosspoint. And if I can be honest, you're going to see the heartbeat of this place. You're going to see what drives this community in a way that on nearly any other weekend nobody ever gets to see. And so I'm excited that you're going to, it might help you decide, is this the kind of place that I want to be a part of? So as we get ready to do this, a couple details are going to help us maximize what's going to happen over these next 20-25 minutes. First of all, five things. First of all, you need to have this card in your hand and a pen. And so grab a pen next to you, grab your stuff. You're going to want to take your coffee with you, because you're not going to be coming back to this room. And then secondly, we're going to take you on a guided tour. In fact, our tour guides are getting up right now. They're getting prepared to take you on this tour. And the key word is guided. Guided meaning, you know, it's not a good time to like wander off from your group to somewhere else, right? This is like where the kindergartners, they keep them all in line, and you know, we keep everybody as a group together. So you know, stay with your host, stay with your guide. They'll answer your questions. They'll introduce you to the different environments that we have here at Crosspoint. Third thing we want to ask you to do is to identify, if you're not serving around here, you're looking for an opportunity to serve, or maybe just interested in seeing what happens, if you see something and you say, you know, I could do that, then just mark that on the back of your card. Circle it, check the box. It doesn't tie you into anything. It's just a reminder for you, because a lot of times people see something and they're like, oh, I didn't realize that's what it meant to do this. I could do that. And so if you find yourself saying that, just mark that on your card. All right, because that will be helpful for later at the end of our experience today. At the end, you're going to have a chance, if you're interested in taking the step of serving. Let me be really clear, we're not guilting anybody into anything. So you do not have to take this step when you get to the end. But if you see something and you say, you know, there's a couple things that I think, man, I could do that one time, then we're going to invite you to sign up for a first serve at any of the next 4 weeks, where anytime over the next 4 weeks, we're going to ask you to say, would you come and serve one time in one of these environments and just see what you think? And then after that one time, we'll follow up and see if it's something you think you'd be interested in doing or not, with no pressure, but a great opportunity to just kind of test. It's like the second step of speed dating, right? You give it a shot, right? And so, you know, this is all we're going to be asking you to do. And then if you sign up for something, then we just ask you to show up on the week that you signed up for. So very simple, we'll give you some details throughout the tour. Now, I want to be really clear that if you're a guest here with us this morning for the first time and you're like, man, I do not want to go on this tour, then we never want anybody to do anything that they don't want to do. So we're not going to force you to go on this tour. So as our tour guides go ahead and come on down the aisle, we're going to distribute you. If you're a guest and you just don't want to do this, I'm going to be at the front door. I'd love to meet you. Love to thank you for being here today, because I know this is a little bit of a unique day, but I hope you'll go on the tour with us. And so now have a great tour, and we'll see you at the inside.